Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
To the Wise Men Say It podcast. We're back to preview Sunderland's game on Saturday against Queen's Park Rangers. I'm in Richard's car again. Hi, Richard.
Hello, you're right. I'm trying to be quiet this time because we had complaints about it sounding like a Boeing 747.
You can't really do a lot about that.
No, I was going quite a fair speed at the time. Like.
Fair old lick.
I was going a fair old lick through Cleed and however we were, Whitburn.
Yeah, those country roads. We're going to Pets' home, but before we do that, and before we do the podcast, something we forgot to do for the last week, and Stephen also forgot to do this. We've got a live, not podcast. Well, we have got a live podcast coming up, but it's not a ticketed event like it usually is. We're going to These Things Happen in Rota, where we recorded from a couple of weeks ago with Thomas Butler, and we did tease something on that podcast, and we're going back there with Thomas on the 28th of March, Thursday night. So the idea is we want you all to come along really and kind of get involved with the recording of the podcast, ask some questions, ask Thomas some questions. He's going to have some stories to elaborate on that he hinted at in the podcast we did with him. There's no charge to get in, so just come in to the pub. It's Good Friday the next day, so you can enjoy one of the many beers that they've got available.
Is it Maundy Thursday then?
Yes, it will be, yeah. So, yeah, come down to These Things Happen on the 28th at 7 o'clock, I'm going to say. We haven't discussed the time, but it'll be around then.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's no like fixed.
There's no fixed time, so on the evening of, after your tea, have your tea. I don't have your tea actually. Just have a tea after. It's Good Friday. It's Easter. No one cares. Some chocolate or something. But what?
Can't do that, can you?
Why?
Still like Lent in it.
Yeah, but only if you've bothered to do that. No one does that, surely.
Some do.
Have you?
No.
Well, neither of them.
Going the other way.
So yeah, do that. Come along, get involved. We'll kind of keep plugging it on Twitter and stuff. So yeah, just come so that we shut up. That's that out of the way. We're going to Pets. I did mention we're going to Pets at home, but I don't know, it's not really important, but we are. And we might as well do the pod while we're here. So it sounds like we live together.
Yeah, it does. We don't.
No, we don't, no.
Don't.
Not yet, anyway. Sunderland face QPR on Saturday, looking to avoid a seventh consecutive defeat. If they achieve that, that will be the first time they've ever done it at this level, so it's pretty concerning times on Weir side, Richard.
Yeah, it's not been great.
No.
It's been terrible. But also for balance, it's been really good.
Yeah, we should reiterate that we are balanced on this podcast.
So, yeah, if you want to see the positives in it, go ahead. I could not see the positives in losing seven games on the bounce. Or be positive about it, or...
No, but if you like losing seven games on the bounce, then...
It's
good, I guess.
Like people who enjoy going to the sauna. Nobody enjoys going to the sauna. That's what Saturday was like.
What was it?
Not really. No, it's just the mood is rock bottom, and it's perfectly acceptable to say this is completely shit. You know, it's acceptable to say that, and it is. And I get tired of people saying like, oh, it's been worse than this. It has been, but not much worse. Like, and also our worst ever period still fresh in recent memories. So
yeah.
we can, you know, in time we'll probably end up cobbling it all together as being the same era. But this is easily as bad as it was in the mid-90s when we were kind of regularly, not regularly, but like two seasons in a row, just like,
yeah,
mediocrity.
Well, it's just
not doing anything.
Total mediocrity in the second division. Like, yeah. This is like mental. Like, but it just seems to be fine now. Like, you know, all right. So this is it then, is it? Like, this is fine, is it? I don't want this to be fine. Look, all clubs go through spells where they will lose games on the bounce, but like, it's fine to be annoyed about it. It's rubbish. Like, the performance has been appalling, and yeah, they're not really showing signs of. Obviously, we've lost more defenders now. We don't have any fit for Saturday. No centre halves. Ballard did get called up with the Northern Ireland squad, so it makes you wonder how severely he's injured. He can't be that badly injured if he's been called up. Although they're not very good, so maybe they don't even know.
No, but maybe they just didn't check.
Silt's been called up there. Has anyone? Right.
So we'll have obviously Luke O'Neill will be back
this week.
Should be, shouldn't he?
No.
What?
He's two game ban, isn't he?
I thought that was the second.
No, he got booked at home to Leicester.
Right. Well, that's ruined that then.
Did he? Is it a second? No, I'm sure it's. No, I'm sure he's out.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah, I am, but no, I'm doubting myself.
That's fine. That's what I'm here for. Sow the seed of doubt. I hate this junction.
Yeah. It's terrible. O'Neill is out. Yeah, so it leaves. Basically, the defenders are Hjelder, Pembele, Styles and Hume. Yeah. So they're all you've got.
Yeah, that's a concern, especially in the middle. I've not been too worried about losing the odd player here, because like I said in the past, like, a lot of our defenders can play across the back, but it's like taking the mick now. You're gonna have to expect Hume to play a central role.
Yeah, which he did last season in a three.
Yeah, and Pembele hasn't played. He hasn't played a full half of football, let alone.
He doesn't look capable of playing a full game of football.
We haven't seen him at all recently, much. So that's a concern in itself.
Yeah, it's a game where, as well, we can't lose this game.
No. Well, it's. I said. I haven't said it on here, actually. I'm doing a column for We Are Sunderland website on behalf of Wise Men Say. It's £1 for 6 months if you want to subscribe.
I haven't subscribed. I'm not subscribing. I'm not paying that.
Well, I'll just lend you my login. No, I'll actually pay the £1 for 6 months.
Tweet your login.
£2.99 a month. I can't tweet.
Okay. I'll tweet it.
Right. I wrote in the column for that, I said that, you know, Leicester and Southampton were kind of, in my mind, they were must not lose fixtures as opposed to must win. But where we are now, that changed Saturday, and it must win. I can't accept. Well, it doesn't happen. I don't have any say in it. But yeah. I'm not going to be happy.
Hey, lads, Richard's not going to happen.
Something to play for today, lads. But you can't accept anything less than a victory in this game, considering where we are in the league. We are perilously close to being dragged into a relegation dogfight that we are completely ill-equipped for. In that we don't have players that are aware that we're fighting for anything. Just not their fault.
No, but it's not, but
if we were in a relegation dogfight, I think they'd be the last to know about it. Because of this kind of weird atmosphere around the club, is that
Rochford's recovery, do you reckon he picks up cuddly toys at the side of the
It's really good, that.
Sorry.
No, that was really good. There's this weird space right next to the disabled space that isn't a disabled space.
It does have
a sign up for disabled parking.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the paint.
Why would they put a sign up for this one? Yeah, yeah, anyway.
It's like no man's land, like Switzerland.
Sorry, you were saying.
Was I?
Yes. About we can't get dragged into relegation. Yeah, no. That would be really awful.
Because I think we have compared some of the players that have come in to the players that we had in 2017-18, where it was the players that were involved, you know, Tyus Brown and
Ovie
Ejaria,
Jake
Clark Salter.
He plays for QBR.
Well, there you go. But at the time, they were kids and they weren't prepared for a relegation fight, and it was unfair to them to kind of throw them into that. Talking about throwing in, that's what we're doing now with the players that we have. And it's going to be real tough to change the mentality of the season for. You were chasing playoffs, but now you've got to win this game to mathematically prevent any chance of going down. However slim it is, it's as slim as it was the chance we had to get in the playoffs last season. So
no, it is, and it's like if you just looked at the table and you had no idea about, you know, the form and whatever. You'd look at this table and you'd go, well, Sunderland are about as mid-table as it's possible to be.
Yeah.
But then you look at the form and you go, well, Sunderland have lost six in a row here. My worry is if we lose to QPR at all, because the games we've lost recently, you know, Leicester, Southampton, fair enough, I guess, to lose. But the ones before are games where you can't be losing them four games in a row. If you lose to QPR at home, for all they've had a bit of an upturn, they were just a total laughing stock at the start of the season. If you lose to QPR, genuinely, it could become 5 points and just a whole world of worry going into the last 8-9 games of the season.
Yeah. There's always one team that pulls together a run of form that gets into the playoffs. That was us last season. Looks like it's going to be Middlesbrough this time.
Yeah, I fancy Middlesbrough.
They're putting a run together, and there's always a team that gets sucked into it, drops down, and gets dragged into a relegation battle. It feels like that's us as well.
Yeah,
and it is a real concern. And people go, "Oh, nothing to worry about mathematically." It's like there's no chance, but there is mathematically.
There is a chance, and I think we're 80-1 to get relegated. The sheer volume of sides below us, I think, will keep us okay, if nothing else. But it is still, there is still a fact that we're going to need to win a couple of games of football. Really starting with this one on Saturday, just quickly, what would you do at the back? Would you play, would you bring a young lad in? Oh, I say young lad. Would you bring one of the under-21s in, who's a centre-half? Lavery, is it? Has he been on the bench recently?
I wouldn't do that. I would at a push. No, I was about to say I'd put Ekwa.
Oh no,
he'd like on the pitch, but maybe stick him in at left back.
I think he'd be a disaster.
I could put him at left back and all go 3-5-2 and play Styles on the far left. It's like a wing back.
Yeah,
but then you'd still need to find three.
I suppose if you were going to
Hume and.
I suppose if you were going to bring in an even kidder kid, a three at the back would be the way to go, playing with two others.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it would be really, really difficult for someone to come in. Obviously, the age-wise, are probably the same age.
Yeah. We talk about hanging out our kind of younger players like Job out to dry because we've been playing them so much. I think this would be even a worse dereliction of duty to put a young player like that into where they haven't played any professional football at all, put them in, just throw them in. It's not going to.
There you go.
Yeah, it's not going
to. I don't think Dads will do that, to be fair. I think, but he, if he thinks he's good enough, he might. He might just think, shit or bust, we need to win this game. But it's concerning, to be honest. I think I'm not looking forward to the game. It's going to be quite really tense, and if we go behind particularly early on, it's not going to be a nice place to be, that is it?
No, in terms of looking forward, I looked forward to Dodds' first game back.
I did.
And it was it Swansea the game?
Yeah. And we were just terrible.
Yeah, it was a bit of a letdown, but I'm getting back to where we were under Michael Beale, and it's just you just go to the game because you've.
This is worse than it was in Bale, though.
It is, yeah.
I think if Bale, I'm not saying we shouldn't have sacked Michael Bale.
But no,
Bale. I do think we need a manager, and I don't think Dodds is a manager. Like, I think we needed just a bit of direction. I think you said they were rudderless.
Yeah, I think it was Gareth and Mundy. I think, like, in terms of what Michael Bale did, we might be being too harsh on him in saying this, but if he's as bad as people made out, he's done an incredible job in just completely tanking our season.
Yeah.
Or the wheels were coming off long before Bale arrived, and that this was some kind of irreversible.
I think Bale was terrible.
Yeah, he was. I think it probably could be both things.
Yeah.
That the wheels had come off, we'd lost a quite vital balance in the side.
Yeah, we
had. And it had pulled it. You know, there's too many changes being made to the complexion of the side, and we're now just getting the results of that. And I'm not sure any manager could arrest it.
No, I think you're probably right. I just feel that for a bit of, like, togetherness and, like, direction, we could do with a manager. But we're not going to get one. They're not going to do that. If they lose on Saturday, they might, though.
Yeah, well, obviously, we've got the two-week international break after.
Yeah, so the
club have got, like, three options at this stage. They could bring forward whatever summer plans they've got of bringing a manager in.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously, that'll cost.
Yeah, or they get a firefighter in.
Or they get a firefighter in that kind of short-term. I don't know how many games are left now, 10, less than that?
9, 10, yeah.
Yeah, so someone on a short-term.
Warnock.
Well, a Warnock type. I don't think there's anyone around there else that could slip into that
Pulis.
Role. Perhaps, yeah.
I'm not saying these are people I want, but they are, like, they're sort of.
Yeah. Well, the third option is to keep things as they are.
I think if they lose the next two games, they'll have to do something.
Mm.
Just to be seen. It'd be like management by seen, you know, by being seen to do something.
Yeah.
They're going to have to do something. If you, alternatively, you win on Saturday, we're probably going to be 10 points clear going into the international break, and everyone's going to go, oh, well, this is quite a boring season.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, mathematically.
I think four points sees you,
You've got to think that we'll get there. We've not looked like it in the last 3 weeks or so.
It's ridiculous that this is even a conversation. Why is this a conversation? Like, it's mental, and it's all of our own doing. We need to go to Pets at Home before. Imagine if it closed at 7.
Closed at 8.
Ah, right, okay. Yeah. Well, we'll come back and we've got some questions for what you're getting at Pets at Home.
Oh, Monty needs food.
Ah, right, okay.
And he also needs.
So they're not feed him in the hospitality when he does.
You also need some probiotics because you've got the shits.
Oh, is he right?
Monty, not.
No, right. We'll be back after we've bought. I'm going to buy a hamster, I think. Right. See you in a bit.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Welcome back to the Wise Men Say podcast. I really need to drink. I've been to Pets at Home and Iceland. I bought some cashew nuts and I've eaten some of them, and I really need a drink, so I might go to the pub on the way home. Forgot to do predictions before the break, before we answer the questions.
Right.
Do you think we'll win?
I think we have to, and we will, but it's not going to be pretty. So I'm going to go for 2-1.
Scorers?
Job and Rig. Yeah.
Right. I think we'll draw 1-1. I think Rig will score, actually, yeah. I think we'll draw. I think we'll go behind as well. It'll be awful.
Yeah.
I hope we don't, because that would be, like, really horrible. and really not a nice place to be, to be honest. I don't know what any of the fixtures are either, so I don't know if, hopefully we're not at the point of other teams doing us a favour, but we certainly want a swing in the results that we would have wanted, that we would have thought we would have wanted going into the end of the season.
Yeah.
The likes of Norwich to do us favours and not wanting them to win anymore. But it remains to be seen, I guess.
We're looking down, aren't we?
Oh yeah, we're looking like, oh God, I hope Birmingham get beat.
On the flip side, we're also looking up the table.
Yeah.
Just for balance.
Absolutely, for balance, yeah. Okay. We are, of course, only 12 points off the playoffs. So
yeah.
You never know.
No, I think we do know in this
game. I think we do indeed know that we're not going to make the playoffs this season. No one's asked any questions about football at all.
I did say hashtag, I don't know why I have to say hashtag, but I keep it light. Because I don't think anyone wants to, well, maybe I'm misjudging the listenership, but I don't think anyone wants to listen to, like, you know, half an hour of us being completely doom and gloom about stuff. And,
no,
you know, we're not, we don't enjoy being negative about stuff. It's just, you have to be realistic.
No, I think, like, when you've got six in a row, it's difficult to be anything other.
And you have to call it what it is. Like, you know, quite a lot of us within Wise Men Say have kind of seen it, a lot of this happen before.
Yeah.
And it's very difficult to kind of maintain a very kind of perennially positive mindset on stuff.
I find it really hard to do that because I'm just lying. I don't feel positive about the club at the minute. So that's my opinion, and if you do, that's fine.
We all want
them to do well.
You know, we wouldn't have season tickets. We wouldn't go to the games if we didn't enjoy.
I wouldn't have gone to Norwich, for example. The closest question to the club or to football.
Right.
Peter's asked, if we owned SAFC, what would be on tap in the Black Cats bar? A Newcastle Brown Ale, I guess, is on tap at the minute. I'd have Guinness and Stella, and then I suppose you have to have a cider.
Yeah. You'd have to have a cider and a dark fruits variant. Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't if I owned it.
Yeah.
You either drink Guinness or Stella or leave.
Yeah.
I guess.
I think it would probably, like, I don't know. In Black Cat's Bar specifically.
It specifically says the Black Cat's Bar.
Yeah, that.
And you need to put a cider in, and I'm not that obtuse and strong, but.
You've got to put the crowd pleasers in, though, because people will kick off, especially when you're, like, serving for scale at, like, thousands of people. I know it's different for the Black Cat's Bar. What I would say, it would be nice if, not just, it's not just about beer. Can we just have a nice coffee in the ground? Like,
you're on with this one again.
I'm on with this one again, and I'm glad I've been given a very small window to slide through and go, actually, we need better coffee in the ground. I'm a one-man crusade.
I don't think you are. I think I don't drink coffee in the ground. I do appreciate a nice coffee. I just simply wouldn't drink that.
Well, there's I'm not a coffee snob by any, and I drink, like, my fair share of instant coffee, but that you get from there is, like, 150 degrees Celsius, so it's steam. And it's coffee-flavoured steam that, like, burns your face off. Doesn't taste of anything because your taste buds have long since departed. And then they give you the wooden stirry stick, which is useless. Just get it like a proper, like an instant machine or like a bean a cup machine that you get in Greggs or McDonald's. It's not going to cost them much to maintain.
No, you wouldn't have thought so. Just a book.
That's what I'll serve on tap.
Carl's broken down. Oh, well, there we go. Carl's asked, we're quite in keeping, actually. If we were to own a hamster, what would you call it? I had a hamster a few years ago called Nancy. It lived for 2 years. It's quite a long time.
Like the big one? No, it was a guinea pig.
No, it was a rabbit.
A rabbit. I forgot about that, sorry.
I had two rabbits, Beatrix and Ziggy Sawdust. It's a good name, man.
No,
Nancy, I do. Thanks for bringing that up.
I had a friend who had a his brother had a hamster called Reedy. Named after Peter Reed.
Mike Reed.
named after Mike Reed from EastEnders. No, named after Peter Reed, but he didn't even support Sunderland.
Like, what, a hamster or?
No, my mate's brother. My mate did. I think he named it. But he went into his brother's room once and it was a horrible smell.
Oh no.
And just remember him called Reedy. Reedy.
Oh no.
Reedy had had left us.
Is that when he got sacked after we lost at Arsenal?
Yeah, but we're at the same time actually. But no,
well, yeah. Thanks. No. I'm going to call it Reedy now. Actually,
come back stronger, Reedy.
Reedy. Waddle. He's also asked, with the car pods making a return, is there an appetite for alternative travel podcasts? Train, bike, or walking? I suppose we could do all of them. A bike would be problematic, I feel.
I feel like with a bike, you're going to have to get some kind of like...
like they do on motorbike driving lessons.
Yeah, you're going to have to get some kind of like two-way conversation
thing. I want to go to the harbour for a pint.
Oh, right, I'll take the harbour, yeah. No worries, I'll just change the meter.
Shut up, bring your fingers. I offered you a pound. They were £1 then.
Don't like carrying cash.
Well, I'm going to leave it in
here. It'll be a burden to us.
I'm going to leave it in the car. I'm going to leave it in our car.
What was I saying?
Yeah, the bike one would be
the bike, yeah, because you'd need some kind of like 2 weeks.
Train one would be cool, but quite loud.
Yeah, yeah, you've got to be like. Do they have like a. Would they have like a. carriage for podcasters?
No, the quiet zone ironically means you're not allowed to do this.
Well, exactly there, so you'd need like a special carriage to do that kind of thing, so like content creators, podcasters and influencers
could
travel on a quite comfortable
We should
carriage.
Try it. We could try it next time we get the train.
I think Northern would probably be quite receptive to the idea.
Yeah. Their trains are notoriously quiet as well. General Mayhem has asked, which is the lightest gas on the periodic table? Not the sort of question, it's not a test. I don't know. They're all gas, or they're all where this. I don't know.
Don't know.
Helium?
Barium.
Helium? Because it's. Oh, doesn't that make your voice go all funny?
I don't think it means lightest in that way, though.
No, but like balloons fly up in the air if you. Helium.
That's a good point. Okay. Yeah, it could be.
Sergeant Scootboys asked, what light bulb wattage do we prefer in our home? I don't know anything about this sort of... You're quite mistaken me for someone who knows anything about... I did buy lots of slate. Why has no one asked me about the slate?
No. Here's Ian if you want to talk about it.
No, I don't want to talk about this. Gary Jerry has asked...
I'm not answering about light bulbs.
Do you want to go on then?
I'm a fervent buyer of light bulbs.
All right, go on then.
Before Wilco, sadly, went under...
What?
I'm really sorry to tell you this. I was just in there earlier. When Wilco, where am I going? Pub.
I don't know. Yeah.
This way. Right. I've gone the wrong one. Yeah, I usually buy warm white and like the equivalent.
Someone did ask warm white or the other one.
No, not the other one. Like white. If you've got like bright white, you're a wrong'un, or you work in a care home. They're the only in a bad pub. It's only
right.
Bad pubs, youth hostels,
and care homes.
Yeah, that have the bright white ones that right. just look horrible. Okay. It's almost blue light.
Okay.
But no, if you get warm white and like 100 watt equivalent LED ones, they're probably the best ones you can get.
All right, well, there we go. I'll just agree with that, I think. Yeah. And a question that did pop up, which has popped into my mind before, is what do you think Wallace's moon cheese tasted like? Obviously Wallace and Gromit. And I think it probably tasted like a baby bell, is what I imagine.
Yeah.
Claggy cheese.
A nice Edam. But in reality, probably terrible, because like...
Probably... clay. What's the moon? The moon's not made of clay, I guess.
The moon's made of like. I don't know what the moon is made of.
Moon.
Yeah, I don't know. But if you like, because of the pressure involved in like going into space.
Yeah.
because it happens when you're on a plane, your taste buds are.
Is that why they serve horrible food? Because it doesn't matter.
Well, they have to like absolutely lace it with seasoning. But they can't put too much salt in, so it'll put stuff like what's that stuff called? Like a Japanese seasoning, like that gives it like an umami flavour.
Right.
I can't remember what it is, but they'll hide that in because it raises the salt content without actually raising salt content.
Very good.
It'll probably be like minging.
Right.
But when you get back down to Earth, it might be delicious.
You do know we're talking about the actual eating of the moon itself.
Yes.
Yes. Well,
was that a question?
Yeah, what do you think it tastes like? I think Gary Jerry asked.
Largely
it.
Terrible.
Yeah, I think the moon would taste pretty awful.
Yeah.
It is made of cheese. And I'm looking for something to connect that with an ending to the podcast, and I can't. If you have been to the moon, then do get in touch. And if you haven't, then neither have I. Come along to These Things Happen on the 28th of March. We're going to... Yeah, we'll be with Thomas Butler and ask us anything, I guess. Ask him anything. Don't ask me anything. I don't know anything. Yeah, come along then. We'll confirm start time, but there's not going to be a set start time. It's a social thing to have a bit of crack with the listeners and a bit of crack with us and Thomas. So do come along to that one. Try and enjoy the game on Saturday. The lads will be back Monday. That's it, I think. So thanks for listening.
Deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.